We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So there was a scratch from their starting pitcher, and that was Christian Javier. He was scratched with
a
neck.
It's not ideal.
No, it's not. With a neck issue. And then they had to move Hunter Brown up. Had a chance to win that series, and that just kind of didn't get things rolling to a good start immediately from that. But then I saw that, and I said, man, it's got a neck issue. Boy, that's kind of a dangerous thing. Neck, back, what is that? And then Joe Espada spoke before.
But it's cracked.
It's cracked, too. All of that can be connected. Got the artist? Tyler?
No, I mean, I know the song. I don't have the artist.
I don't either.
Kaya. Boy, what a real...
My
that's got to be one of the... She's got to be a big-time freak. I mean, she is. The nasty must just really overcome her soul.
Yeah, I mean, she...
God bless her.
She helped turn many of them out.
Let's just get a moment of silence.
She made that cool, didn't she?
Let's get a moment of silence for that song and her. That was good.
Somebody let crickets in the house, man. You ruined our moment.
Yeah, ruined the moment. Yeah, that was some good times with that one. That came on and out. Well, anyhow, this was Joe Espada. And tell me your thoughts when you hear him speak of why and what he knows about the injury with Christian Javier.
So we'll see. This kind of just came out of nowhere, so we're going to see what happened here. But we are seeing how he progressed, but we're going to put him on the IL since he's got to obviously work through this, and we're going to need a starter in Chicago. So we're going to get Spencer Arrighetti to come up and take his spot. No, we don't know. Could have been on the plane, could have been slept badly. We just don't know. So the most important thing is trying to get Javier feeling better.
I have so many questions. So many questions. Number one, Clint, is if this is something that caught them off guard, something to me when I hear could have happened on the plane or he slept wrong, that sounds like a little, you know, just a little
crick in your neck.
A little crick in the neck. A little discomfort. Boy, you slept on it wrong. Dang, man, let me get a good massage or a good neck pop.
I suggest you go out to Midtown Reflexology.
All right.
Paul.
There's a good suggestion. Paul?
Paul, I believe.
Paulie out there. But then, all right, he's going to miss a start. Okay, maybe, man, damn, this thing is bad. My man can't really turn his neck. He's not feeling good. It's moving down to his shoulder. But to already determine, based off this happening that potentially could have been on the plane in his sleep, a crick in the neck, that don't then move, hey, man, we got to put him on the IL. Because he's got to miss 15 days.
It's not ideal.
What is this thing going to be retroactive to yesterday? They put him on yesterday? I mean, good.
It's got to be retroactive back to his last start, right?
Is it?
God, I hope. It's the only way
it
makes sense.
If it just came out of nowhere, can you cheat the system like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can push it back. They pushed, who was that most recent one that was on
IL? Did they come out and tell you just happened that day?
Frombers was retro. Yeah, Frombers was retro a couple days. Anyway, Ron, to your point, like it's...
That just don't sound like something that puts you on the 15-day IL.
Well, it just don't sound like... It doesn't... Like, the part that doesn't jive is the manager not knowing what happened, not knowing really what to call it, not knowing what the plan is, but it's serious enough for him to be on the IL.
It's not ideal.
That don't add up to me. Like, if you're... As a manager, if I'm going to announce player X is going on the IL, like, I'm going to have some level of certainty in my report of what the hell is wrong with him. And neck injury doesn't seem to... I mean, I guess they don't owe the public anything. They don't owe the media anything. But boy, you would think they'd have their ducks in a row a little bit better than that.
I just... I've said this to you, Clint. I rarely ever try to say, that dude need to play through that. That dude, he should get on. I leave that to you.
I say it quite a bit.
Well, but I think it makes sense. When you say it, you played at the highest level. You've talked about playing an SEC game with your shoulder having to get shot up and you not having any feeling in it. Like you've done it. I haven't done it. All right. I had a little broken finger.
In them trenches, baby.
In them trenches, and that's as far as I go. All right.
Far as you took it, huh?
Right. I miss half my junior year in a car accident. Little back end issue. That's far as I can go. So I rarely try to say that. But you gotta go. You gotta miss two, possibly three starts. Hopefully, with the days off, it's only two starts. Cause you slept wrong, or you set up in the airplane wrong. I'm trying not to, but damn it, they are 7-16, Jack. They need you. Spencer Arrighetti's gotta come up and pitch again.
Again.
We're here singing his praises in this four inning performance with two runs. Like you can't go. I mean, I hate to do that, but I need more. I'm serious. Tyler, we said that I would feel a hell of a lot better if he is in the dugout with some sort of a neck brace.
He comes out there looking like Bobby Petrino.
Oh, I would feel much better about it. I would feel much better if they even said he can't even be out there because his reflexes are not quick enough with the neck.
I can't say that I'm not going to ride a motorcycle again.
All right, man, I got you. I'll give you a start. We need you. We need you in 5 days. We can even push it back. We got multiple off days.
Badly.
You can't go. It don't sound like hopefully. Maybe we get more. Maybe we get more information. And maybe I'm being an asshat, but that just don't seem
anybody that goes, wait a minute. I need more. I need to understand this a little bit more. Surely the manager, if you don't ask those questions, you're just blindly trusting, I don't want to have a beer with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.